He's going to call our name. Our time is going to be called. This is an appointment that you can't reschedule. This is an appointment that you won't be missing. When he calls you, the question is what state will you be in? For those of us who are believers, I believe John the Revelator had it best in the book of Revelations 14:13. He said, saith the Spirit, write these things down. Blessed are they which die in the Lord henceforth, saith the Spirit, for they rest from their labors, and their works do follow after them. One day we get to give up this old body and get a new body. Paul would remind us, in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, that day we're going to be changed. For this corruption must put on incorruption, and this mortal has to put on immortality. And when that all has transpired, Paul said, then it'll be brought to pass the same, that death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where's your victory? And I like those words because that tells me, as a young man, I'm going to make it through. All I got to do is keep sticking with God, and I make it through. You might just need to just look at yourself and take a moment and just say, self, I'm a winner. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself. You got to be reminded that the God of heaven is in control over everything, especially your life, and that he will bring things to fruition for you when you just trust him. Well, good morning, Hawthorne. I just want to say good morning to you. I thank God for you this morning. It's good to be in the house of God. I'm not going to belabor the moment, but we're on a journey. We've been in transition out of the book of Joshua. We have been talking to a large degree about claiming our Canaan. And as we are on our way to Canaan's land, there's some things that are happening to us. There's some things that are transpiring. First out the gate, Joshua chapter 1, it's time to claim what belongs rightfully to us. It's time for the children of God, for God's people to be happy every day. Time to smile and to be assured that God is in control of your life. To make sure that when he has positioned you to be successful, that you walk in success. Don't settle for anything less than victory, because victory is ours. We've been given victory, so therefore we ought to look victorious. We ought to look at each other and be able to see we serve a risen Savior because of what we see in each and every one of us. Every day of our life, we ought to be happy. Happy, 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 and just some more happy. Somewhere down the line, as the believers, we got to just look inside internally and see what God has made us to be, and then begin to claim it. It belongs to us. Matter of fact, Joshua reminded them, God did, that every place that your foot shall step, I've given you. It belongs to you. And if that wasn't enough, we rolled by a sister's house, a sister in Joshua chapter 2 named Rahab the harlot. I am not, you know, in a position to talk. I think I have issues like Rahab does. Someone may say, well, her issues are a little more extreme than your issues. I may beg to differ with you this morning. At least I suggest that she's honest about what she did. She was who she was. But maybe possibly as a believer, I'm hiding behind some stuff and not being really real with myself. And so we dealt with, to a large degree, that when you stop by a person's house like Rahab, you got a lot to hear because she got a lot to say. When you've done as much as Rahab has done, you got a lot to talk about when God gets in the midst of your life. But then we also talked and we shared that, the God of heaven is not tainted, nor is he scared of the positions we hold in life. God can deal with wherever we are. Thank God for that. He can deal with whatever state that we're in, and he can bring about change in our lives if we would just accept his will and his plan for our life. And I found out that Rahab accepted that. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you this morning, we got to leave Rahab's house for just a moment. But I guarantee you we're coming back. Because when you get what you got as good as what you got at Rahab's house, you got to go back. Yes, all right, y'all sit out there and y'all get it later on. When the presence of God shows up, when he is in the midst of things, you want to hang out with him, is what I'm saying. You want to be positioned, if you would, to receive the blessings that he has to offer you. And on our way to Canaan, it just so happens we're now in Joshua chapter 3. And I want to zero in on verses 3 and 4 and remind us this morning that we got to cross our Jordan. We got to cross our Jordan. And notice the personal of that phrase, we got to cross our Jordan. It's one thing as believers to be a group of believers who are crossing together. But I'm convinced the only way we can cross together is when we start crossing our own personal Jordans by ourselves. But there's a message in here, I believe, that God spoke to Israel and remind them of the importance of doing certain things the way God intended for you to do them. Everybody wants to be successful. We all want to go to heaven, don't we? Raise your hand if you want to go to heaven. Now, the question I have is, how many of y'all want to die? See, there's a way to do things. There's a way that God is requiring stuff to happen in our lives. And everybody wants greatness. Everybody wants to be on the side of success. But nobody, you know, or should I say, we're challenged by the things that we have to do to be successful. And God is very explicit on what we have to do. And the question we have this morning is are we going to do it God's way? It's easy to say these trials and tribulations, these things that I'm going through, are but for a moment until you're in them. It's easy to say I'm going to stick with God amidst adversity, trial, and struggle until you're in it. If I told you this morning there's a storm around the corner, how many of y'all ready to endure it? Or maybe possibly you say, well, Stan, don't speak that up on us. Well, whether or not I speak it or not, your storm is coming. Whether or not I speak it, your struggle is going to happen. But the question is how do you weather that storm? How do you go through that struggle is what makes the difference. I don't know about you. I'm sticking with God. I told God this morning on my way to his house, I said, you know what, God, you just bad. I just told him straight out. Sometimes you got to get past all the theological stuff, all the right answers and stuff, and you just got to talk to God plainly. Let him know how you feel about it. And I just told him, God, you're bad. When I look around and see what you're doing in my life, you're a bad God. When I see how you've kept me from all that adversity, that struggle, that trial, and I'm still breathing, able to talk about it, you're a bad God. And not only me, God, but when I look around and see how you kept my family, how you fed us, you clothed us, and you sheltered us all the way up till right now, you're a bad God. And then when I step in and I begin to see how you're helping your people at your church, how you're using me as a vessel to encourage them and motivate, man, you're a bad God. Because I sure wouldn't have chose me knowing the state and condition I was in, but you see past that, God. And I'm glad that you do, because you see what I don't see. But then you help me to understand I don't have to see it to believe it. Come on, somebody. As long as I trust you at your word and your will, everything's going to turn out the way you intended it to turn out. And it all sounds like faith, because that's absolutely what it is. And we understand that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You don't have to see it to believe it and receive it. Say amen, somebody. You don't have to see it to believe it to receive it. The question is do you really believe that God is able? Tell your neighbor, say neighbor, he's able. Tell your other neighbor, neighbor, he's able. And tell yourself, because some of y'all looking all tainted in the face. Say self, he's able. I don't know about you. I'm moving past my human condition these days. And I'm starting to step into the arena where I'm listening more to the Spirit and allowing God to do with me what he's intended to do for me. See, Israel, they got to the Jordan. And getting to the Jordan, that was an obstacle. That was a last, if you would, test or hurdle they had to do in order to get into Canaan's land. What's interesting to me is God shows up and positions you to go through stuff in his timing, not your timing. See, the Jordan River at this time at Gilgal, it would only be about 100 feet worth of water on most times. But at harvest time, scholars suggest that it was about a mile worth of water. Now notice, 100 feet or a mile worth. And you know, knowing me, I like numbers and statistics and things. I begin to break down, how many feet is a mile? 5,200 feet. Are y'all listening to me? Now, what's interesting to me, in other words, what Joshua is, God is doing with Israel is he's suggesting to them that in your movement, don't think you're the one doing it. It's me who's doing it. See, you can't cross your Jordan is what I'm saying. You can't get through your struggle. You can't overcome your obstacle by yourself. So stop trying. Because the moment you think you can, you're stuck. You're in the midst of it. You're going to be miserable. You're going to be discouraged. You're going to be looking like some of the members looking right now at me. Amen. Confused, uncertain, unsure. You know why? Because it's human merit you're working off of. You're trying to use your ability to do supernatural things. Say amen, somebody. Sometimes you got to put yourself in park. You got to be still and know that he's God, Psalms 46, verse 10. Now, let me get to the text. Let me show you what I'm talking about. And I ain't going to be that long this morning, but I'm going to be long enough. Joshua chapter 3, I want you to watch this. I'm going to read for verses 1 through 5, but I want you to see verse 3 and 4. Early in the morning, Joshua and all the Israelites sent out from Shittim and went to the Jordan, where they camped before crossing over. After 3 days, the officers went throughout the camp, giving orders to the people. When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God and the Levitical priesthood carrying it, you are to move out from your positions and follow it. Then you will know which way to go, since you have never been this way before. But keep a distance of about 2,000 cubits between you and the ark. Do not go near it. Joshua told the people, consecrate yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. Sometimes you got to hang on tomorrow and forget about your struggle today. Can I come close? Sometimes you got to hang on tomorrow and forget about your struggle today. If you're caught up in the moment that you're struggling, you're not going to see the blessing of tomorrow. If you're so hung up on the testing, you're going to miss the testimony. Amen. If you're so engaged with the process of things, you're going to miss the journey. And if the journey's hanging so heavy on you, you're going to miss your destination. Because God doesn't work like we work. He don't see like we see. Obstacles to us seem impossible, but obstacles to God are a platform to show up and show out. So I don't know about you, what you're going through in your life or the things that are constantly bombarding you, but I want you to know you can get over that today. You can do that by crossing your Jordan, but there's some things you're going to have to do. Watch the text, verse number 3. Y'all got a few minutes? Giving orders to the people. Look at the first thing. When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, when you, what? See it. First thing you're going to do is if you're going to cross your Jordan, you got to watch God. You got to watch God. I know certain situations and circumstances look the same, but they're not. Come close. Are you listening to me? It's nothing like someone telling you when you're going through, I understand what you're going through. No, you don't. There may be a few facets that you recognize in my situation, but my situation ain't your situation. Say amen, somebody. When I'm going through stuff and I'm experiencing stuff, your emotions aren't my emotions, nor mine yours. You may handle things a little bit differently. Sister Lee is a weather of storms. I'm not always a weather of storms. I cry like a baby when the thunder gets too loud. Amen, somebody. I'm not talking so much about the physical storms as much as I'm talking about these spiritual storms. When all hell's breaking loose, I don't always hit my knees in prayer. I go a-running, trying to find solutions to fix it, trying to figure out how I can manipulate variables to get myself through. But you need to stop at that moment, Stan, and you need to watch God. Because if God ain't worried, why are you? Are y'all listening to me? I want to help you with some stuff. Because when they saw the Ark of the Covenant, Joshua said, the officer said, that's when you do something else. You follow. You move. Don't move unless you see God move. I'm going to break this stuff down in just a moment. You hang in there with me. And then after he moves, you follow behind him. But don't get too close. Sometimes I think we position ourselves after God starts fixing stuff to say we got it from here. Y'all don't do that, do you? God gets to fixing stuff in your life, and no sooner than things start going well, I got it, God. We good. I got it now. Thanks. I just needed to help me up. Amen. But you can't just watch God. You got to follow God. And then don't follow too close, because if he's leading, he don't need a second leader. Are you listening? I'll be hearing us. He don't need no co-pilot. I be hearing us. He's my right hand. No, God don't need none of that. What he needs is a true disciple, a follower who lines up behind him, not on the side of him, not in the front of him, but behind him and follows after him. Are y'all listening to me? But then after he follows, the third thing that needs to be done is there needs to be some honor to God's name. You need to just start thanking God for who he is. Only time we thank God sometimes is when we're getting stuff. No. You need to learn to thank God for who he is. Because if he never gives you anything else, he deserves some praise. Amen. Amen, somebody. God deserves some praise. You know why? He's God. He hangs the sun every morning. I applaud that. Because let us hang the sun every morning. I told you Wednesday, some suns might not go up till about 12 noon. And the reason why is because we as people are fickle. We funny. We do what we want to do based upon how we feel. But God ain't like that. God is consistent in his. Matter of fact, God is a God of covenant. Watch God with Israel. The officers say that when you see the Ark of the Covenant get up and move, you watch it. Watch for it to move. You know that Ark of the Covenant? It was in the temple, in the innermost room, the Holy of Holies. It had some cherubims on top, and there was a mercy seat in the midst of it. And the priest would go in and he'd sprinkle the blood every year, you know, to get forgiveness of sins for all of everybody, to atone for sins. And it was moved when they left Egypt. Amen. And when they moved and they began to be about God's business, it was in the midst of them. And that good old Ark of the Covenant resembles God's power and his presence. And his presence brought about, if you would, some confidence to the believer. It, if you would, assured them that God was with them. In the Ark of the Covenant, there was a few items in there. One was Aaron's rod, you remember that, that budded, and it was a sure teller, if you would, that God was with Aaron, whereas the other rods didn't do nothing. But when your rod is budding, say amen, you know God is with you. Any of y'all got a rod? Any of y'all seen it budding lately? I'm talking about your life. When your life is hooked in with God, he will show you that you're prosperous by what he does with you. See, sometimes God will allow you to go through storms and have just a peace that surpasses all understanding. Sometimes you can be in the midst of a struggle where you need money, but you're just as content as can be. That's what happens when you hang out with God and God is in the midst of you. See, you understand that life means nothing if God ain't in the center of it. But not only Aaron's rod was in there, but there were some commandments in there. Two tablets of stone, which again spoke to covenant, which spoke that God said, I'm your God. This is what I want. Don't have no other gods before me. Amen. Don't murder. Don't commit adultery. Don't do all these things. Love me. I'm your God. Don't have nothing else. And just follow me. I take care of the rest. They were given these things at Mount Horeb. Now, what's interesting to me, that as believers, you would think, because he is a covenant kind of God, that we'd stay with him. But see, sometimes when you're not watching God, you're not watching his moves, so you can't keep the covenant he's trying to keep with you. Stay close to me. Because if I'm going to watch God, I need to stop watching my situations. Are you listening? If I'm going to watch God, I need to stop watching how I can do things. See, everybody in the church think you got it figured out. Raise your hand if you with me and you think you got it figured out. It's all right. For the rest of y'all who are not raising your hand, I'm thankful to God you are righteous and you never commit sin. Praise God for you. But for me, I often think I got things figured out. I think I know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. Only to find myself falling short, and now all of a sudden I want to look at God. Watch this. Hang in here. Not only were the Ten Commandments in there, but there was a gold a pot, if you would, of manna, which again resembled covenant, which again resembled that God's providence, his provisions, was among his people. Because when they left out of Egypt, they got hungry. You know how we do when we're walking. You know how we do when we're wandering. We get hungry. They had some manna, fell out to have some heavenly loaves of bread. Say amen when you can. Can we get that today, Lord? Just bread just dropping out of the heavens. And what's interesting to me, they were told only take your ration for the day. Because if you took any more, it would spoil in the night. But watch God. How is it then that there be some manna in the Ark of the Covenant and it's preserved? Again, it speaks to covenant and the power and presence of God. Now watch this. We're going to fast forward to 2016. If they were to watch the Ark of the Covenant, which is a covenant from God that I'm with you in the presence, how much more should we be watching for God and working through His Spirit to lead us as we walk through life? What does that look like? How does that look? I'll tell you how it looks. Stop thinking that you got it figured out. Just watch God and how He works in your life. He's working right now, if you let Him. Watch how this is going to help you in 2016. If you depend on God, you're going to be prosperous. If you follow after His will, He'll never let you down. Joshua chapter 1, he was reminded that if you stick to my laws and precepts, you'll be successful. Every place that your foot trod, I'll give you. It'll all be yours. But the question is, are you watching me? Here's the challenge, though. Here's the problem. Israel had an issue. See, they had a story once before about crossing a sea. Their fathers had experienced something back in the day about crossing the sea. Hang close with me. Because I know sometimes we think we got a quick remedy and a quick fix for every situation. But let me tell you, you don't have the fix till Jesus gives it to you. Amen. And Jesus will fix it after a while. Sometimes the Lord don't fix it right away. Because He needs your attention. He needs to know, are you with me? Amen, somebody. Israel later on here with this Ark of the Covenant, they would take the Ark of the Covenant and go and try to fight the Philistines. And God never told them to do that. And they got their behinds handed to them. Now, what's interesting with that is the Ark of the Covenant was taken by the Philistines only to put themselves in danger because they had to hurry up and give it back because God's power and presence was there. Yeah, only God can whoop up on His children. Say amen, somebody. But what's amazing to me is that as long as they were focused in on God and not so much the item or the object of God, they were fine. But when they began to champion the Ark of the Covenant, they started losing. Sometimes we champion success and not the God of success. Say amen, somebody. You cannot try to fix it on one time, on one go around. No, let God fix it. Hebrews chapter 11 again. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I tell you again, you don't have to see it to believe it and receive it. The question is do you trust God? Someone's going through something right now in your life, and you need to watch God. You know what watching God looks like? Psalms 46, verse 10. Be thou still and know that I'm God. I'll be exalted among the heathen. You know what God is saying? Just sit down and relax yourself. Do I got any folk who nervous up in here? Do I got any jitterbugs in the house? You always antsy, you got to move. Well, Lord, what about this? And Lord, what about that? Just relax. Watch God. Stop trying to do stuff on your own. All you're doing is making yourself tired. Amen, somebody. Any of y'all just need to watch God this morning? How many of y'all been running around aimlessly? Y'all jacked up trying to figure stuff out. How many of y'all now done blown a fuse and you can't do nothing but sit still? Believe it or not, you keep it going the rate you're going, you're going to exhaust yourself. Then you ain't got no choice. You got to sit still and watch God. And don't let that be the position you take. Matter of fact, position yourself to watch God. Look at the text in Joshua chapter 3. The Bible, again, it says, when you see the Ark of the Covenant, the Lord your God, move. Get up out of your position and follow it. You can't follow something you ain't been looking at. Are y'all staying with me? If I'm going to follow after God, I got to been looking for God. Y'all got some time? I need some scriptures, okay? I need you to run to Proverbs 18:21, D, and I'll be there in just a moment. Then I need you, Don, to run to Matthew chapter 14. And I think it's round about verse number 22 I want. And I want to show you something. When you're watching God, truly watching the Lord, then you'll be able to follow after Him and do what He's asked you to do. See, everybody wants to cross your Jordan. Everybody want to get through their situation and circumstance. Everybody want to be able to overcome. But there's some things you got to do. You want to know why sometimes stuff ain't working right in our lives? why it seemed like every time we try to fix it, it gets worse. Nobody? Okay, I'm by myself again. Okay, that's all right. Now I want you to see something. If you continue down that route, you're going to exhaust yourself and you're going to be no further along than you are right now. Truth be told, you're going to be in a worse condition because you hadn't heeded instruction. But if you begin to speak differently and walk differently and talk differently and then look at God and watch what he's doing, it's going to change the nature of things. Look at Matthew chapter 14. I ain't forgot. I'm coming to you in a minute. 14 verse 22. The Bible says what?
Immediately.
Immediately.
Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side.
Okay, read.
While he sent the multitudes away.
Read.
And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray.
Okay, read.
Now when evening came, he was alone there.
Uh-huh.
But the boat was now in the middle of the sea.
Read.
Tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary.
Read.
Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea.
Okay,
and read. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out for fear.
Stop. I want to suggest to you the reason they were scared is because they wasn't watching the Lord.
Yeah.
What do you mean? If you'd have been watching the Lord and all of his miraculous powers, you wouldn't have been scared when he was walking on the water.
That's right.
Truth be told, you'd have been so engaged that you'd have been like, "Lord, we see you out there. You're a bad God. Look at what you're doing." I'm saying if you've been watching God. See, in our situation sometimes, all we can see is the negativity. We can't see the get through. We can't see the positivity. We can't see the victory. We can't see how we overcome. Because we ain't been looking for that. But I'll just stop by to tell you this morning, we're more than conquerors. Notice that. We're conquerors, and then we're more than a conqueror. In other words, we not only get through, we get through and look good when we get through. Trying to help somebody right along here. But that only happens when you're watching God. See, it's easy for me to say I watch God or I'm looking at God, but it's a whole nother thing when I'm in the midst of it all. That's why the Hebrew writer would remind us, Hebrews 12, seeing we're surrounded by such great cloud of witnesses. Look at this. Lay aside everything else you're watching. All that stuff that's weighing you down. The stuff that's making you heavy. The stuff that's burdening you. Hey, anybody like that? How many of y'all been burdened this past week because you're looking at the wrong stuff?
Yeah.
Amen. I'm going to help you right along in here. Get rid of that stuff. Why are you holding on to something you ain't supposed to be holding on to? That's like me telling you, Francis, here, hold my phone. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Why would you hold my phone? It's not your phone. It's my phone. Someone said, well, that's kind of crazy. That don't make no sense. Think about it. Every day we picking up something that don't belong to us. We're always wanting to weigh ourselves down with extra stuff. The devil rolls by and gives us a piece of bad fruit, and we're like, looks good. No, that's not for you. Let me drop another word on you. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Why are you hanging on to old stuff when you're a new creation, when you're a new creature, when you're a new person? New folk don't hold on to old. Watch this. Israel, the only way they can cross Jordan is if they left mama and daddy back there. Look at the text, Joshua 3. I need you to watch the Ark of the Covenant. I need you to follow when it moves because you ain't never been this way before. I told you, not every situation and circumstance looks the same. It may appear the same, but you need the God of heaven to get you through because you don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. You don't know what direction to walk. Do I got anybody here who know what I'm talking? I'm talking about watching God. See, because you think, because you've been baptized, you got the Holy Spirit, and you come here and sit a spell, amen, that you got it figured out. But let me tell you something. You got to work this thing. You got to keep watching God. Because just the moment you sitting there comfortable, God's talking about move, Guido. Matter of fact, Guido, everybody in the church is moving. Why are you still sitting there, Guido? Well, I tell you why, he ain't watching God. No, I'm just joking, brother. We love you. Well, what do you mean? In other words, when God says it's time to roll, it's time to roll, it's time to go. If you ain't watching him, you're going to miss him. Sometimes God says, okay, there's the storm. I let the devil do that. But guess what? He did that. Now here, Step up out the storm, Deja. And if I'm not watching God, I'm still talking like this. Oh, Lord, I'm in the storm still. Every day it's something. Man, give him an inch, it takes a mile. Lord Jesus, if it ain't one thing, it's another. Man, it's just getting harder and harder and harder. Well, God's been telling you, you ain't got to walk like that. The storm is there, but it's not there to keep you in it. It's there to prepare you to where God wants you to be. But the question is you watching God? Are you looking at him? You know, are you participating in your faith and saying, I trust you, God? Because I'm going to tell you, if we're more than conquerors and we're winners, why are we settling as losers? Why would we position ourselves to be unfaithful if he said we're faithful? If he said we can be faithful? And while I'm there, this don't cost you nothing. This is a champion scripture. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do some things. I can do half of the stuff. Well, as long as I'm feeling good. If the Spirit's at work, I might be able to. Well, it depends on if I wake up early enough. Or if I wake up on the wrong side of the bed, it ain't gonna work. Yeah, I knew y'all knew your Bible. I can do all things through Christ who would. So if that be the case, why settle for anything else? I tell you why. We're looking at everything else. And you got to watch God. The reason that they were fearful, I'm convinced, is because they had not been watching God. Later on, Jesus would tell them in the Garden of Gethsemane, watch and pray, lest ye fall into temptation. Indeed, the spirit is willing. Amen. You just might need to tell your neighbor, yeah, we weak. That flesh is weak. Amen. You got to hang on to spiritual things. You know where that's at? When you watch God. Keep reading. The Bible says, what? I got to get you up out of here.
Immediately, Jesus spoke to them, saying, be of good cheer.
Be of good cheer.
It is I. Do not be afraid.
Isn't that like God when you're watching him, he give you a word to calm you down? Y'all ever hear God talk to you through the word, and that spirit be just a buzzing in your ear? Just relax. Take a chill pill. Everything's going to be all right. Kick your shoes off. Relax your feet. Just go and hang out for a minute. It's going to be all right. How many of y'all kick your feet up when you're going through stuff? You know how you can do that? When you're watching God.
Yeah.
Because if God is cool in the moment, guess how you should be? Cool. Have you ever seen God get anxious? Have you ever read of God getting anxious? That's why he tells you be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Check this out. With thanksgiving. Talk to your Father. Request what you need. Sometimes you got to ask God. God, it's getting hard. Relax me. I'll say that again. Sometimes in the midst of your stuff, when it's getting rough, you got to ask God to relax you. Amen. I be telling them as a father, as a husband, God, help me. You see me running. Amen. I don't want her at least to look up there and look like I ain't know what I'm doing. Amen. I don't want her to see me frazzled and frustrated. Oh, Lord Jesus, how we going to pay this? How we going? Lord, no, Lord, relax me. Because you said, I read in your word, I was young, David said. And now I'm old, yet not have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. You know what he said? Watch God. Request from God. You can't request something or follow after something though you ain't been looking at. And it's interesting to me because I want you to watch it. We always want to talk about Peter and the rest of the part. Y'all done already went to the end of the story. Wait, hang up, hold up. But I want you to relax and see Peter. I want you to see Peter's position. Peter, the Bible says what?
Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it is you,
do what?
Command me to come to you on the water.
Guess what? Hold on, don't run. That's some good scripture and preaching right in there. If you're going to ask God, ask him. Y'all, come on now. If you've watched God for any length of time and you know you're going to keep watching him, when you ask God, ask him for big stuff and watch and see what he does for you. See, I think sometimes we get, you know, it twisted a little bit. We ain't preaching prosperity, but we are preaching providence and provision. We're preaching from the power and the perspective of assurance and confidence that the God of heaven can take care of what you need. And not only will he give you what you need, but he'll give you some of your wants. The Bible said when a man ways please him, he'll give him the desires of his heart. You see what God says, watch me. Matter of fact, Malachi says, try me, saith the Lord, and see if I don't open up the windows of heaven. Pour you out a blessing so much so you ain't even got enough room to receive it. Man, I'm watching God these days. Bless me like that. But then I look up and I begin to see he has blessed me. I got confidence. I got assurance. I look better because I'm eating better. I can fit in these suits a little bit better. That pot belly is starting to leave me. It's all right. Y'all don't got to know all this. Just guess. Amen. I'm not as lethargic as I used to be. I got a little more spring in my step, gliding my stride, dipping my hip. That's all right. I have some things inside of me that God is doing with me. Them physical blessings are great, but I'm looking beyond that. He gives me a word every morning. I get to smile every morning. I could have no money in the bank. I'm still the happiest brother alive. You know why? I'm watching God. And God says, don't worry about your life, Matthew 6, what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to put on. Look, isn't life more than that? You know what God is saying? Watch me. If you think you living it up now, watch me. Watch and see if you don't get to live. Now, notice again, remember, they're going into the land of promise. And I told you early on, you can't get into the promised land carrying bondage food. Are you listening? You can't get into the promised land with bondage concepts. No, those are platforms that catapult you to where you need to be. So when you get there, you got to have a new attitude. Got to be some things different about you, but you got to watch God to get them. Lord, if it's you, bid me come. I don't care what you say. Peter may have put his foot in his mouth, but at least he put his foot somewhere. Because when you're watching the Lord, movement occurs. And when he says what he's getting ready to say next, you do what he's asked of you to do. The Bible said, he said, Lord, if it's you, bid me come. The Bible says what?
Jesus said, come.
Uh-huh.
And when Peter had come down out of the boat,
he
walked on the water.
Stop right there, because everybody finna move, they finna ruin it, finna mess it all up. The Bible said when he came out of the boat, he did what?
Walked on the water to go to Jesus.
I almost wanted to entitle this sermon, I Can Walk on Underwater and Not Get Wet. We'll leave that alone. But let me drop this in on you. Peter here had sense enough to look at Jesus to a point that built confidence in him. And when God said, come on, when the Lord said, get on out the boat, Peter didn't hesitate like most of us do. Y'all got a trial in the situation going on right now. God said, come on, get up out of it. How many of y'all gonna wait? How many of y'all gotta think about it? How many of y'all gotta consult with somebody? Well, I gotta talk to that person who give me that good advice. Hold on, I gotta get back to you, Stan. No, if God says, get up out of the stuff you in right now, how many of y'all ready to go? Okay, that's like 4 or 5 of y'all, praise God. The rest of y'all stay there if you want to. But I'm gonna tell you something. When God commands you to move, it's time to move. Bible said, he said, come out the boat. And immediately he stepped out and guess what happened?
He walked on water.
Keep reading, though.
But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out,
saying. Stop right there. As soon as he saw the winds and the waves to be boisterous and unruly, he began to sink. I told you it's about what you watch, who you watch. If you're watching your waves and your seas tumbling and tossing, you ain't going to move. If you do move, it's going to be moving to a state of fear that will immobilize you to do absolutely nothing. But if you watch God, God says, okay, come on. And even when you take your eyes off him and look at everything else, because of what you were watching first, it prompts that intuition inside of you that says, Lord, save me. Y'all, come on, close. See, it's not about the process. It's about how you end up. See, at the end, when it's all said and done, if you ain't doing good, it's time to do good. That's it. God ain't concerned about the rest of all that stuff. No, he gonna work through that. That's grace and mercy. Leave that there. But you just do what you're supposed to do. Watch him get through the stuff. Y'all ready to cross the Jordan?
Yeah.
If I told you we could walk over this water right now, y'all ready to go?
Let's go.
Okay, well, praise God. I'm not going with you. But I will say this. When God is in the center and he says, watch me, there's reason and rationale behind that. Because what God is saying is not only do I want you to cross, he wants you to know I'm with you. Look at this. The God of heaven, being that his presence was the Ark of the Covenant, was walking through the same Jordan that the Israelites were walking through. Y'all got a minute? Sometimes we can't move into our next season, or we can't move to where God wants us to be because we're stuck on the rest of the stuff. We're watching the wrong kind of stuff. Can you hit that slide for me, Michelle? I got two trees up here, one on the right and one on the left. I need one of you, get Psalms Division 1, and we'll be there in just a moment. It's interesting that these two trees are growing side by side, which to me speaks to a large degree they planted at the same place, in the same soil. Amen. They've been hanging out together for a while, definitely, because they're big trees. They're not just no little small tree. But let me show you what happens when you ain't watching God and you're watching everything else. Some folk will blossom and move without you simply because you stuck on the rest of the stuff. What you watch will dictate what you do. Amen. Don't believe me? Put you in a room with a television, and you got a choice. You can watch godly things. Lord Jesus, I'm in y'all front door, I know. Or you can watch ungodly things. And I do that for about a solid week. If you've been hanging in there watching ungodly things, as soon as you come out, you're going to say some ungodly stuff. You're going to look ungodly. You're going to talk ungodly, and you're going to act ungodly. But put you in there and do you watching godly stuff, you're going to come out shining. You're going to be smiling. And you're even going to have something on your lips, something like the effect of praise the Lord. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Psalms Division 1, verse 1. Watch David. Blessed is the man
who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly,
nor stand in the way of
sinners,
nor sit in the seat of
the scornful.
But his delight is where?
In the law of the Lord.
Check this out. You know David starts, blessed is the man. That blessed word appears the same in Matthew chapter 5, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus gives to a large length, blessed are the pure in heart, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they'll be what? Filled up. But it's interesting that after he says, blessed is the man, he says that walks not in the counsel. What you listen to, are you listening to me?
Yes.
Who you let counsel you will dictate your movement.
Yes, you
will. It'll be what you're watching, it'll be watching you, and you'll be watching it, and you will be a product of what you're watching. Amen.
Amen.
Israel only could move at the presence of God. How about you? Any of y'all move outside of the presence of God? And when you do, you find yourself in a mess? Don't listen to the counsel of the ungodly. See, the devil likes to tell you stuff. He's trying to tell some of y'all right now, don't listen to that preacher. Amen. He told some of y'all, shut me off a long time ago, and you did. Yeah. You know what that's doing to you? That's jacking you up. Yeah, now you're watching everything else but God. You're going to wind up like this tree on the right. Are you listening to me? The counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of the sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. His delight is in the law of the Lord, David said. And in his law does he what?
Meditate day and night.
Day and night. Now, it's interesting to me, because if he's meditating, that means he's watching. He's looking. 1 Corinthians 16:13, watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong. Let all that you do be done in love. In other words, position yourself to watch God. And then when you watch God, he'll tell you when it's time to move. Y'all still with me?
Yeah.
I'm bringing it to a close, but I want you to see something. Then he says he'll be like a
tree.
A what?
A tree.
A what?
A tree.
Y'all see a tree? Thank you. That's planted by the rivers of waters that brings forth its fruit in its season. And his leaves also shall not wither. And whatsoever he does
shall prosper.
Same tree, same storms, same seasons, same soil, same position. Only difference is one bent toward and one bent away. Are you listening? One bent toward the streams of life and the other bent toward the streams of death. Y'all need it a little plainer, okay? One bent toward success.
Yeah, yeah.
The other one bent toward Well, whatever it is, it's going to be what it's going to be. I'm just going to hang here. I'm going to watch everything around me, and then I decide what I want to do. But if it had been watching God, it had changed when it was time to. Now, while I'm here, this don't cost you nothing. Some of us walk away bitter because we see other people moving and we standing still. That's a very sure assurance to keep you right where you are, stuck. Because here's what's interesting about God. David says he'll make you like a tree planted by what? How many is that? More than one. Plural. You know what David is saying? God will not only give you what you need, he'll give you more than enough. More than what you need. He will supply you with such a supply that it will overwhelm you. You can't help yourself. You got to blossom. Why? I'm with God. I'm watching God. Now notice, because we're going to transition here shortly as we go through the next couple Sundays. After you follow God, there's some time that you got to honor God. Because of what he's doing for you. The Bible said when the priest got toward the water itself, you know what the waters did? Raised up off. I got to quit, but while I'm here, let me drop this. You want some stuff to raise up off you? Watch God, follow God, and honor God. Watch what happens to your life. See, God will clear the path for you, but you got to see him clearing it. And you don't always have to see him clearing it to know he's clearing it. Some of y'all need some clarity right now. We'll clear it. Watch God. Quit depending on you. Quit depending on yourself. You can't do it. Amen. How many of y'all tired of trying to figure stuff out? Just sick of it, tired of it. How many of y'all have given up on your way? Remember Jesus said, I am the way. See, move past you and watch God. And watch and see what he does. As I close, I want you to think about something. If you've been watching all this stuff for all this time and it's done nothing for you, what sense does it make to keep watching it? If all you've been doing is watching and hanging out with all this stuff and it ain't been doing nothing for you, what sense does it make to keep watching it? See, what I'm doing is I'm creating a platform for Stan this morning. I don't want to do what Israel did and wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. Yeah, I'm tired of the circle stuff. I'm trying now to be used by God. I'm trying to move past some of my stuff. And I know the only way that's going to happen is if I'm looking at God. That's why he said, look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. He not only starts it, but he finishes it. He gives you everything you need along the way. So are you here this morning? You ready to cross your Jordan? I know you was probably expecting something else this morning. I want to drop this on you. You got to watch God. Yeah. Stop looking at the preacher. Amen, somebody. Amen. Yeah, stop judging the preacher. Amen. Stop watching yourself. Quit judging yourself. Watch God. Let him take care of everything in your life. Because I'm going to tell you, at the end of the day, you stand before God. And there's only one thing he's going to ask you. Have you done my will? And you really ain't even got to answer. It's already written down. It's recorded. But the question is what do you want to hear? Depart, not I didn't know you, but I never knew you. Or well done, my good and faithful servant. So I want to encourage you this morning. It's time to cross your Jordan. A lot of stuff going on in our lives, people. Amen. A lot of stuff happening in our church. Good, bad, and indifferent. It's time to cross, though. But here's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to watch God. I need God every day. And we all need him every day. So seek ye while you can find him. Call on him while you can. Because there's going to come a day, if you're not careful, that you're going to call on God. And he's not going to hear you. You laugh when you start going through stuff. You know why? Because you ain't been watching him. But the good thing about God and Israel presented toward us, that when you're tired of the old stuff, he'll present some new stuff for you. And he'll allow you to cross over into it if you want to. Well, I preached long enough. I kept you longer than I originally planned to. But if you're here this morning, not a member of the body of Christ, come by faith, repentance, accept him to be the Savior, will baptize in water for the remission of your sins. You can leave out of here knowing that you belong to the Lord. You can leave out of here a child of the Most High God. Maybe you're here and maybe you are a believer. You're falling short of the glory of God. Just repent, get on the right track. Let's get busy. Cross your Jordan. Don't let the devil keep you where you don't need to be. Amen. Where you not plan long to stay. Don't stay over there in sin alley. Now get up out of that. Let God be the author and finisher of your faith. Be like this tree that's planted by the rivers of water so you can bear your fruit. That your leaves don't wither. That you can weather the storms and everything will be all right because God has planted you where you have more than enough. If you're here and you need to respond to God's call, please do so as together we stand and sing.